குட் மார்னிங் வேண்டபலாமு, குட் மார்னிங் வேண்டபத்தி ராமு, குட் மார்னிங் கரோலினா, குட் மார்னிங் இலீஸ், குட் மார்னிங் டேவிட், குட் மார்னிங் லோரா, குட் மார்னிங் பண்டிட்ஜி, குட் மார்னிங் நிலி, குட் மார்னிங் கேரன், குட் மார்னிங் டாக்டர் வாட்கின், குட் மார்னிங் ஃபிளிக்ஸ், குட் மார்னிங் கத்ரீனா, குட் மார்னிங் ஜூலி, குட் மார்னிங் சேண்டி, குட் மார்னிங் வெந்தவ கேசங், குட் மார்னிங் டேவிட், குட் மார்னிங் அலீனா, குட் மார்னிங் ஆண்டனி, குட் மார்னிங் ஹெலன், குட் மார்னிங் ஜியோ, குட் மார்னிங் இலீஸ், குட் மார்னிங் ஃபிளிக்ஸ். Prayer.
We'll start with Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra. So, Eyata Mune Mune Maha Munai Soha Eyata Mune Mune Maha Munai And now the Medicine Buddha, verse of praise and mantra. I'll go on with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light. So we'll say the mantra seven times.
On your crown, Medicine Buddha, Langichivo, Sanjay Menji, on your crown, please visualize Medicine Buddha, form of light, okay, dark blue, form of light. Right hand, student giving hand gestures, holding medicinal plant. Left hand, meditative hand gestures, holding a bowl. Filled with medicinal nectar. So then the visualize the same image of the medicine, the Manda, medicine Buddha. If you know someone who requests you to pray, all the people on the Kadamba Center prayer list visualize on their crown. And then anybody, whoever is not like going through physical difficulties, mental difficulties. Recent tragic event in Miami, the building collapsed, so that a lot of people are still unaccounted, so, and remain family members going through so much, you know, pain. Visualize them. Mm. So the light, the blue light, radiates from Medicine Buddha's heart. The mantra, the standing clockwise, the light radiates from there. So the minute the light they touch by, then instantaneously heal from their old physical problems, mental problems. Then of course, the light, as dissolve into your body, so then all your physical problems, so then all the negative karma, since from beginning of time, completely purify, so then you and all the other beings achieve a healthy body, healthy light. So then continuously benefit it to other beings, or continuously work for the welfare of other living beings. So, Oh, yeah. So then maybe one day we will have like Medicine Buddha practice there, maybe practice there, so then maybe I can lead the visualization of all the seven Medicine Buddha. So then, you know, Sunday we have very limited time, so going to all of them probably will, there's not enough time, okay? Yeah, so now I'm going to recite the mantra.
Yata om bekante mahabekante bekante rasasamgate soha. Yata om bekante bekante mahabekante bekante rasasamgate soha. Yata om bekante bekante mahabekante bekante Ata samugate soha, eyata om bekante bekante, maha bekante bekante, aza samugate soha, eyata om bekante bekante, maha bekante bekante, aza samugate soha, eyata om bekante bekante, maha bekante bekante, Ada samugate soha, heyata om bekante bekante, maha bekante bekante, ada samugate soha. Now the four measurables.
So now here, all my friends, just think as a generating, practically it's very, very hard. Practically it's very, very hard to practice. Bodhicitta is not easy to practice, but it is wonderful things to generate within our mind stream in order to get maximum benefit. So bodhicitta is worthwhile to generate in order to you to get maximum benefit. So reciting for immeasurable practice, then you should think from deep down from your heart that if you already generated bodhicitta, so then increase that bodhicitta. If that bodhicitta has been degenerated, then refresh that. That's the purpose of, you know, for immeasurable practice, is to increase bodhicitta. Any obstacles in order to practice bodhicitta successfully, any obstacles, so then remove those obstacles. Keksel means remove the obstacle, bodhi means then, you know, like increase. So there's the traditional rite of the refuge in bodhicitta prayer, so then you recite four immeasurable prayers, you know. So the reason behind that is to increase your bodhicitta, so they remove the obstacles in order to practice bodhicitta successfully. So please keep that in mind, okay?
So So, Geshe-la, should we do the refuge and bodhicitta prayer first then?
No, I'm just explaining. So, when you practice, when you do your practice at home, so I don't need to change.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends, or hatred for enemies.
Yeah, after that, so deep down from your heart, that you make promise that you're from now on, that you are going to practice bodhicitta. So not just that, so then also you are going to seriously think about how to practice the bodhisattva or did begin with six perfections. Make strong commitment from deep from your heart. So every day that you at least think about bodhicitta, the quality of the bodhicitta. And not just that, so then like after that, you know, once you generate bodhicitta, there are certain practices, what we call bodhisattva did. Start from like six perfections and make some kind of commitment that we are going to do practice six perfections much as possible, you know, throughout the day. So then at least, you know, so your presence on this planet doesn't become the cause for someone else's sufferings. There's something you can do, you know. So you can make promise to them with your heart that your presence on this planet does not become the cause for someone else's sufferings. So there's something that you can do. So then there's a good thing, no? So there's a good thing. So that that will make your life meaningful, probably happier and meaningful, okay?
So now let's chant the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of Great Compassion. Starting with the verse of praise, not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in might, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. So let's say the mantra 8 times.
So then think about, you know, as I mentioned, there's not much time here, but all the complications caused by pride, all the complications caused by jealousy, all the complication caused by doubt, not having a faith into the practice, into yourself, you know. So then ignorance, all the problem caused by ignorance, all the problem caused by attachment, all the problem caused by anger. So just imagine the power of generating mantra kind of purify all of that, okay? Purify all of that. So then, while we recite the mantra, the white hollow light emitted from Chenrezig, you know, body, so then the nectar, white colored nectar, like milky, like milk, you know, flow through the hollow light, through your crown chakras, so then completely purify all these complications associated, as I just mentioned, you know, pride, jealousy, doubt, ignorance, attachment, anger, you know, so completely purified, then your body become like crystal clear, like almost like crystal glass that you can see inside out, outside in, something like that, okay?
Praise the mantra for Green Kara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 And we have the refuge in Bodhicitta prayer.
Any questions?
I don't see any questions in the chat.
I thought maybe today I should talk a little bit about the practice of five power. Practice of five power. There's two kinds, the practice of five power, time of death. Same name been used, but a little bit different meanings. Okay. So the intention, the power of intention or motivations. Let's talk about the power of motivation. The motivation is very, very important for any practice that you do in daily basis. So motivation is a very important one. So You know, similarly, all the Tibetan texts begin with the Sanskrit. Similarly, all the meditation must begin with the intention or motivations. That's kind of like same thing. So now the question is how, in order to achieve anything, we have to motivate ourselves. Is the correct motivation? It's important to set up motivations every day, if it's possible. When you look around, when you look at your life, when you look at everybody else's life, we went through so much complications, We went through so many complications, still going through so many complications, probably will go through so many complications in the future if we are not serious about liberating ourselves, completely liberating ourselves from the complications. If we don't think seriously, so then it's going to be it'll never end by itself. So don't have to look too far, just look at your life, so that what kind of complication that you already went through, now going through, probably will go through in the future. So I'm just explaining you what it means by power of motivation. What is the power of motivation? How to motivate ourselves? So that's the one thing. So the complication that we go through is kind of vast and it's kind of deep. It's not something small. It's kind of deep. It's kind of vast. So now, you become human. You have this marvelous brain. You are human now. You can think. We can learn. We can read. We can motivate. All of that. So, somehow, the precious human life, we all receive one. So now this is the best opportunities that you have. Therefore, we should not miss these opportunities. So we should take full advantage of this opportunity that we have now. So we must begin the process, at least begin the process, liberating ourselves, completely liberating ourselves from this cycle of complications that we go through. So this cycle of complications can be stopped. You can stop. So the process, whether you can really completely liberate yourself in this life or not, but at least start the process. At least you can start the process. Become human, so ability to learn. And according to Lam Rim teachings, they become human, met the teachings which kind of explains how to liberate yourself from this cycle of complications. So now you need to see this is the almost only chance that you have. Help yourself to free from this cycle of complications. So, If you don't start the process, it'll go again, it goes on and on, on and on, on and on, on. It is not going to stop by itself. It goes on and on. So, that is how to set up the motivation. According to Lamrim teachings, that's how you one should set up the motivation when you wake up. Today, this week, this month, this year, I'll make my life meaningful. Today, this week, this month, this year. So I'll make sure the life goes well. So as how you say in English, I'll do everything in my power. I'll do everything in my power to at least move this boat a little bit towards the shore. Make sure that don't keep it there. At least try to move that a little bit towards the shore. At least start to think to sail. Don't just sit there, sit down. No. And you'll be sitting there all the time. Oh. I will do all my best. I will do everything that I can in my, how you say, I will do everything in my power.
Yes, Yeshua.
I will do everything in my power, at least to move this board inch by inch every day. That's the kind of motivation that when you wake up, you know, instead of waking up with all kind of thoughts, weather's too hot, and the power of motivation, drives your life, the power of motivation drives your actions towards something wonderful. The intention, the intention is the negative, that's kind of, it'll drive your life into the darkness, They probably will not see any light. So, become human, met the Buddha's teachings, everything working properly. This is the only chance that you must at least start the process for your liberations. Very important. So, then you need to think about what is the cause of this cycle of things. What is the cause of this going round and round, like cycles? Cause. Actions. Disturbing action that causes by disturbing thought. Actions, causes by disturbing thought. Just action itself doesn't produce any results, but the actions powered by disturbing thought produce results. So then the result must be, generally speaking, the result is what we call samsara, full of complications. So far away from liberations, there's a result, generally speaking, there's a result of, action that causes by a disturbing thought. Action that causes by a disturbing thought. That produces, cycle of existence, what you call samsara. What is the problem of samsara? There's not a problem there. What is the problem of samsara? There's problems. Nothing is certain. That's the first problem. Nothing is certain. Even though we want to everything be certain, that's not going to happen. That's the first problem. Of samsara, nothing is certain. Nobody content, nobody satisfied. Another problem, nobody satisfied. So then we change our body again and again, there's another problem. You know, we take rebirth again and again, there's another problem. Then like, in our life, that life itself is like a roller coaster. It's like sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes up. That's another problem. So I don't think there's no problem. Yeah, there is samsara, there is problem. If you think clearly, there's problem. So it's a general problem. So there's so many problems that are related to this very body, the very body that we have. So many problems related to that, you know, like turning your hair into gray. If you don't have hair in the first place, there's nothing to turn gray. Because there's hair to gray, because there's hair. There's a headache because you have head. If you don't have a head, you never get headache. You get headache because you have head. So, you know, there's also another problem. So then, what's the human problem? Oh, that's also a lot of human problems. You know, I know, we all know. There's a problem, there's complication associated with the birth, the problem associated with the aging, problem associated with the sicknesses, problem associated with the death, that's common human problems. Everybody has. Doesn't matter, you can be movie star, you can be billionaire, you can be president, you can be just person who's picking up the garbage, you can be anything, but this, none of us, none of those are free from that. Everybody goes through that. Well, maybe it's kind of depressing. Why do you think about those kind of problems? Kind of depressing. It depends. The question is, it's up to you. That's what Lamrim teaching said. It's up to you how you are. Do you think it's good to liberate yourself? Do you think it's good to liberate yourself? If the answer is yes, now the question is when? Now or later? No, you don't have to believe anything, but Lama Tsongkhapa explained in Lamrim teaching, if you want to liberate, or if you greatly enjoy samsara, so then no need to worry, you know. If you are having a lot of fun in samsara, samsara is a very nice place to live, there's nothing to be liberated, then it's okay, it's up to you. If you think, I very much like to not have any disturbing thought, it would be wonderful if I don't have any disturbing thought, that would be fantastic. If you think, so then how? Now question is how and when? When is the best time? Anything in order to free yourself, first you have to think, I don't feel very comfortable because this is too tight. So then you try to start to think to how to get out. This is the very reason why you reflect on the downside of samsara, in order to motivate yourself to seek the freedom from the samsara. That's why, you know. Or you can ask yourself a question, how I can develop strong desire or interest to liberate myself from samsara. Okay? So it's up to you. So I'm just explaining. So the human, you know, so that's like, that's why. Uh, in order to solve the problems, first we have to recognize the problems. In order to heal the, in order to become healthy, first we have to diagnose what is wrong with your health. Once you diagnose, then more likely you are probably going to get some help and maybe you are going to heal. If you, in the first place, if you don't know what's wrong, then how you're going to take, how you're going to help, how you're going to get benefit, help? You are probably not going to, first place, you are not going to see the doctor because you don't see there's anything wrong. Whenever there's a problem, so then we go to see the doctor, so then the doctor diagnose what's wrong, so then prescribe medications, then you take that, that's how you heal. Same thing. Same thing. Mm. So there is like a, so then you know like the fear of losing close one, loved one, you all have. That's human problem. Mm. Encountering something that we are not desire. No. Mm. That's our problem. So not getting what we want, the problem. Common problem. Mm. Mm. Then loneliness, feeling of loneliness. So that's the kind of motivation, power of motivation. Every single morning when you wake up, you have to think how to make your life do something that makes you feel great. Do something that makes you feel that your life is worth to live. To see that your life's meaning. To know that you are doing something important. Means that in this, according to Lam Rim teaching, starting the path, a process for liberation, your freedom for all this complication. So then through this power of motivation, what it does, why it's called power, it has power because it kind of like then, because you're the set of this motivation, then throughout the day you become mindful. Before you talk, before you do something, at least you're aware that it will prevent you to get jealous, it will prevent you to get arrogant, it will prevent you to get angry, prevent you to get attached to something. Yeah, so it kind of opens up your eyes. You know, so that's the power of motivation, okay, power of motivation. So then the second one is called power of meditations. That's what I see when I look at that piece of teachings or practice. Actually, it says the power of familiarity. That's how it's worded in the book, Power of Familiarities. So for in my mind, what I understood that power is like power of meditations. Meditations, something that you review, something you read yesterday, something that you read last month, last week, something you read yesterday, or something you are thinking to read, you are thinking about the subject, what you read. Or could be some meaningful song, not like a song that, you know, like doesn't have much meaning, it's just, you know, to distract you. Something like Rolling Stones, some song that has some meaning, you know. So that if you remember some Lamrim teaching by your heart, so you review them. So this is called review meditations. So then they are called analytical meditations. You analyze, oh, why love, my love is precious, why things change, why this, why that. Analyzing, that's called analytical meditations. So then single-pointed meditations, you know, either using your own breath, either doing breathing meditations, or 21 breathing meditations, 9 round breathing meditations, and watching your mind, and focusing on a single object, or then single-pointed meditations. What is the benefit of review meditations? Then that keeps all the teaching in your heart fresh. It doesn't need book. You can do it anywhere. You can meditate. Because you can remember step by step. You can remember step by step. You can easily spend hours on that. You can easily spend 1 hour there. And during those 1 hour, you are thinking only positive things. Oh, then life will be better up. If you're thinking only positive things, your life will be better up. If you start to think something negative, then you see your life start to go down. Your life start to go down. You could be, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of title you possess, what kind of wealth you possess, what kind of education you have, life start to go down. Doesn't matter. What kind of title you have, what kind of robe you wear, what kind of clothing you, what kind of food, your life starts to go down. We need to start to think something negative. So then if you just think negative, so then the life go down. So the review meditation that keeps your the teaching in your heart, it keeps your teaching in your heart fresh. So it's there whenever you need it. Analytical meditation. Why? Because Buddha said you need to analyze. You can't just accept what he said. You have to analyze. Why? Because you have this marvelous brain. It has to make sense. You can't just accept because somebody says so. You have to analyze. Why my life is precious? You have to analyze. Why your life is precious? You have to analyze. You can't just believe what Buddha said. Because you have this marvelous brain, you have to analyze. Why things changing? That's called impermanent. Things change. That's analytical meditation, analyzing meditation. So then concentration meditation, single-pointed meditation, what's the benefit of that? It brings, single-pointed meditation produce well-balanced mind, well-balanced physical body. That's the result of single-pointed meditation. When the mind becomes balanced, well-balanced, generates joy, happiness. When the physical body balance, physical comfort. When the mind balance, mental comfort. What they call? For joy, happiness. Listen, literally, the gentleness. Right now, you don't control your mind. Your mind controls you. In my case, there's two. I'm not sure about your case. No. So what are we trying to do to single-pointed meditation? We're trying to control our mind. We are not letting our mind to control us, we are trying to control our mind. There's a benefit of Singapore and Montreal. Someday still the own juror. Single pointed concentration or samadhi. Samadhi is the king of your mind, king of your thought, that rules all your thought. Samadhi or single-pointed concentration or concentrations is the king of your mind. It rules your mind. Oh, it balances your mind. What do you mean balance? Balance means flexible. It's not tight. Or it has to be this way, or no change. No matter what you say, it has to be this way. Or there's why, no reason. That's the way it is. Tight, no? Or because it's my idea, cannot change, it's my idea. Whether you like or not, it's my idea. So that means uptight. Means not flexible. So why you do yoga? Because why you stretch when you do yoga? Because you think there's like something stuck. So you have to stretch because hoping it will balance. Same thing. Stiff. How is it stiff? If you feel stiff, what do? You stretch. Same thing. When you feel the stiff in your mind, what do? You stretch. That's the benefit of single-pointed meditation. The second one is the power of meditations. Power of motivations, then power of meditations. At least my presence on this planet doesn't become the cause for someone else suffering. There's something you can do. You should motivate. There's something you can do. It will benefit your life. There's something you do. Even though we cannot change someone else's life, how they should think, how they should dress, how they should eat, but we can change ourselves. For your own happiness. Okay. Power of meditation. Power of motivation. Then power of meditation. So then power of actions, now actions. Power of motivation, power of meditation, that's not enough. Now you need actions. Actions, all. The power of actions need in order to feel good. That's very important. Feeling good, that's very important. What you say? No, you are not going to feel good for nothing. Feeling good, or the feeling that you did something important, feeling that you accomplished something, feeling that you at least you start something. Actions, now power of actions. In the text it's called like power of white seat. The way I see the way I see is like it's more like actions. Power of actions. In the text I need to say that because when you read text you don't say, oh, where's the power of meditation, power of actions? You are not going to see that word. What you're going to see is like power of motivation, power of familiarity, power of wise seed. So I'm translating that into power of action. So then mindfulness in the introspections, you understand introspections? It's very much needed. Otherwise we have habit of seeing without thinking. So that's not good. So now we need to think before we say something. We need to think. Well, before, when you think before we do something, you know, so throughout the day, you can't just blame somebody else for all your sufferings, because you contributed to that too. You know, it's not good to say, oh, it's all their fault. It's not good. It's not fair. It's not fair, you know. You have to think that you should think now, like, that's why you need mindfulness, to make sure that, you know, you can't just blame everybody, all your problem is somebody else. That's not fair. You know, it's contributed. No, so then it's kind of interesting, you know, to watch throughout the day when you interact with other people. Of course, the other people is not going to think exactly the way you think. Why? Because there are two separate consciousness. You can't act like, oh, there's one consciousness, there's a mistake. There's not one consciousness. There's two separate mindsets. Thinking differently, have different interests, different desires. Even though we say, oh, I kind of like get along very well with that person because our thinking is kind of same. Actually, it's not that simple. It's not that simple, but we could say, you know, like, oh, yeah, you have few common interests. Doesn't mean every interest is same. No. That's a mistake. You know? So, that's why it's become kind of interesting, like, when you interact with other people, yeah, they're different. We don't think same. If you all think the same thing, there will be probably less problem or more problem. What do you say? I'm not sure. If everybody thinks the same thing, there will be more problem or less problem. I'm not sure. Well, that depends. No, that depends. So we have to understand very clearly why there's a problem. Oh, there's two separate consciousness involved. The minute two separate consciousness involved, there will be conflict. Or need to, how you say, compromise or give and take. You can't just take. Then hoping that your life will be better. No, that's a mistake. Because other person wants to take too. So need to be fair or need to be realistic. There's two different consciousness involved. Not one to ten is all thinking the same thing. No. Maybe one. So there's a lot of differences, interests. Not everybody likes the same color. You can't say, oh, you are not good because you don't like the color that I like. That's not fair. Not fair. We have to respect, you know, other person's interests. You know, if you really want to get along, that's how you get along. You know, we have to understand other person's needs to show that respect. Otherwise, you know, it's hard. So, they say, oh, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like where you talk. So now, don't just act, you know, just pause, and maybe it will help, just think, oh, you are saying I, what is I? How you define I? Is it your hair? No. Is it your nose? No. Is it your eye? No. Is it your face? No. So then just pause and go through. You are not going to find anything. But again, you feel very strong, you know? I. So there's a meditation. The power of action is needed, and in order to prevent action that cause directly, indirectly, is cause you harm, then you need to be mindful how to prevent those actions. Powered by what? Disturbing thought. Disturbing thought. The action they are powered by compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta will not hurt anybody at all. The action they are powered by jealousy, pride, arrogant, anger, ignorance, doubt, you know, those causing also then harm indirectly or directly. So that's why you need mindfulness. You need to be mindful. So then you talk about mindfulness meditation. In mindfulness meditation, you don't have to sit down. You just need to be mindful. Okay? So I'm trying to here be mindful with the time. So it's 11 o'clock. It's like almost 1 hour. So I tried. Sometimes you're talking about mindfulness, then you yourself forget about mindfulness. So stop here. So continue next Sunday. Okay, and everybody, thank you very much for coming, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. So I try, you try, everybody else, we all try, okay?
So let's read the, let's read the dedication verses from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy, may the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long last prayers, starting with the one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And then one for Sarah J. Kinson Rinpoche, Jitsun Losun Dalek. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Awatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. One for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who hold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Thanks. Seven green tar mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you,
Geshe-la. Thank you. Oh, yeah.